This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1427. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 24th, another shortwave station abandons North America. New frequencies from Sweden, Ukraine, Moldova, Bolivia. New QSLs from Ukraine, Spain, New Zealand. Reactivations from India, Indonesia, Vanuatu, Argentina. Program tips from UK, New Zealand, BCQ. New call sign from Palau in the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. The big news breaking this week was on September 18th when a notice appeared on the website of Radio Netherlands, titled Distribution Changes to North America. Our English broadcasts are available in an increasing variety of ways. More and more partner stations are taking our programming, and there are a variety of satellite options, including Sirius. Programs are also available live on demand and via podcast. Radio Netherlands now feels that the number of alternatives for listeners in North America is such that we have decided to end our shortwave broadcasts to the region, effective from the start of our winter season on 26 October. The decision has been backed up by a recent survey, which showed a decline in the number of listeners using shortwave in North America. We believe shortwave is still an effective means of reaching listeners where there are fewer alternatives, and we'll concentrate English shortwave broadcasts on South Asia and Africa. This led immediately to a great deal of wailing and gnashing of teeth among shortwave listeners in North America. And they were allowed to post their comments on the Media Network blog and on the original page where the notice appeared at Radio Netherlands. You might want to take a look at those. A great deal of sadness and a great deal of objections to this. However, it's pretty clear that the decision is final and Radio Netherlands is not going to reverse it. There's also a lot of discussion in DX Listening Digest 8104 via worldofradio.com. We feel that the partner station's argument is a bit specious. RN compiled a long list of North American public radio stations which they consider partners because they broadcast Performance Today or SymphonyCast. Well, that's fine, but only a fraction of the music on these shows comes from Radio Netherlands, and this does not account for the type of programming we are currently hearing, mostly talk-based, from RNW on shortwave. We can't say we're surprised, since RN already canceled the morning and afternoon broadcasts in English to North America, and this is unfortunately part of a trend. The bottom line is that the three transmitter hours carrying the Bonaire relays in English in our evenings will be canceled. However, no money will be saved because those transmitters will remain on the air in Spanish instead of English. So while you can enjoy the broadcasts at midnight in 01UT on 9845 and 0400 on 6165. After the B season starts at the end of October, it looks as if our best chance to hear Radio Netherlands will be the African broadcast from Bonaire at 1 hour at 20UT on 17810, which we can already pick up if we like. And possibly the morning broadcast, our time, 14 to 16UT, intended for Asia via Madagascar. One of the frequencies then will be 15595. The best one now is 9885. So Radio Netherlands puts itself in the same boat as BBC, Deutsche Welle, and others, which once had loyal shortwave listening audiences in North America, but which it now forces to try to hear them via broadcast to other targets. The usual arguments are made, but falling on deaf ears, about the convenience of shortwave, even being able to listen on your portable set in the garden, versus the inconvenience of satellite radio or internet. But there's more. On September 24th, Mark Schiffelbein in Missouri was listening to The Link from RCI via DRM, and host Mark Montgomery mentioned that they would no longer be broadcasting on shortwave to Europe as of the end of the A08 season. It was not specified whether this affected English or all shortwave broadcasts to Europe. In the SW Programs Group, Richard Cuff passes on news about what is not a shortwave program anymore, Brain of Britain. It's been absent from the world service for several years, even if you can get that on shortwave, but remains a much-loved program on BBC Radio 4, and it's back for a new season. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says he was able to hear World of Radio via Slovakia Friday, September 19th at 1931 UT on 7290, a threshold signal in Pennsylvania, but he could tell it was our program, and we're sure it's much better in Europe where it's intended to be heard. Radio Sweden has abruptly changed frequency for its morning relay via Canada to North America in English at 1430. 11640 has replaced 15240. I was hearing this since September 21st. It also applies to the Swedish broadcast at 1300. According to a notice on their website, there's a technical fault at one of the antennas at Sackville. A new antenna has been set up, but they expect to stay on 11640 for the rest of the season. Strangely enough, I noticed the relays of China remain on the 19-meter band, 15-260 and 15-220. Via Edwin Southwell and Mike Berikloff of the World DX Club, Radio Ukraine International announced different frequencies for its English broadcasts effective September 21st. As I recall, last year they made frequency changes right around the autumnal equinox. And they've done it again, but not concerning North America. It remains on 7440. English hours at midnight and 0300. The other English broadcasts to Europe are now at 19 on 7490, 21 5840, 05 7420, and 09 and 11 on 9950. On the September edition of Whole World on the Radio Dial, RUI's DX program, Alex Yegorov announced, and thanks also to Gautam Kumar Sharma in India for passing this on, that the National Radio Company of Ukraine has designed and printed a series of new QSL cards for confirming RUI as well as home services on all bands, including FM. Reports are accepted via PMail or by email to vsru@nrcu.gov.ua. Edwin Southwell noted another European station which made some frequency changes, Radio PMR Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova. As of September 9th, starting at 1400, they had been on 12135 during the summer, but they've moved to 7370. That's their European service, alternating English, French, and German every half sesquihour, with English at 14, 1445, 1530, and 1615. The North American service, however, remains on 6040. That, I believe, is at 22 to midnight UT, more or less. Mike Berikloff says the September 23rd English broadcast was entirely about the Republic of South Ossetia, celebrating the 18th anniversary of its declaration of state sovereignty and the recognition of this by Russia. As we reported last week, it appears that Radio Exterior de España will be staying on shortwave a while longer, according to what they've said, even though they're deleting shortwave from the name of their DX program. However, as a recompense, perhaps, Antonio Buitrago, who does what's currently called Amigos de la Onda Corta, told José Bueno in Spain via Conexión Digital that they have resumed QSLing. For a few years, REE has had a no QSL policy. And he thanks listeners for keeping pressure on the station to resume QSLing. For just about a month, starting in mid-August, Radio Africa was active almost every day from Equatorial Guinea on 15190, carrying American preachers in English during our afternoons as late as 23 UT. However, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says it's been missing since September 19th. Also, the domestic shortwave frequencies, not to be heard either, 5005 or 6250, but you never know when they may come back. It so happens, and I'm sure this is coincidental, that Radio Africa had been carrying Tony Alamo Ministries after 22 UT, when it conflicted with WYFR, but nevertheless audible in North America. That was pointed out by Ron Howard in California. Alam, of course, had his compound near Texarkana raided recently on suspicion of child pornography and sexual abuse. According to his website, he's on a number of domestic and shortwave stations, including WINB and WWCR, weekdays at 13 UT on 15825. Last week, we mentioned a new clandestine to Ethiopia at 16 to 17 UT, Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays via Germany on 15670. Jeff White has the identity because it's brokered by his Radio Miami International. It is the voice of Oromia Liberation Front. Meanwhile, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany notes that another Ethiopian clandestine we mentioned is now being jammed by the Ethiopian government. Jinbot 7 Dimts Radio, 17 to 1730 UT on 17655. He says it's white noise hissing. The same kind of jamming used against the Amharic service of Deutsche Welle on 15 megahertz. The other frequency, 21555, may also be jammed, although it's probably not propagating very much in the first place. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan this year happens to coincide almost exactly with September, so it'll be over in October. I can't help but notice that it's precessing earlier and earlier each year because it goes by the lunar calendar. And checking the whenis.com website, I find that by the year 2016, Ramadan will be encompassing the longest days of the year around the summer solstice. This could be a problem because the whole point of Ramadan is to fast during the daytime and the days are getting longer and longer. And of course, with the exception of Indonesia, most Muslims do live in the north temperate zone. I wonder if that could explain why there are so few Muslims in the Arctic, where summer days are, of course, 24 hours long. Ron Howard in California and Jari Sabalainen in Finland have been monitoring all India Radio Imphal on 4775. It seems it had been off the air but has been reappearing again, although not every day. Heard before and after 14 UT in California and until sign-off at 1700 in Finland. Ron Howard also heard it September 22nd from 1239 to 1302 with vernacular and a music program including what seemed to be a cross between country and western and Christian hymns, somewhat strange music for All India Radio. Or rather, he thinks that's what it is, lacking a definite ID. John Wilkins in Colorado, KumRadiox, says Radio Republic Indonesia in Manokwari is back after a long absence, heard on 3987.05 September 18th between 1249 and 1400, with phone chats, perhaps music requests, relaying Jakarta at 1301. He also heard the Indonesian on 3578.73 September 15th from 1238 past 1320 with bits of audio, man and woman talking, but getting any audio at all is a rarity, and it's not clear which station it is. Passport once listed this as RSPD Maluku Tenga in Masahi. However, WRTH shows it as RSPK Ngara at Bajawa Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. Dan Sheedy and Ron Howard in California note that the English lessons program, Kanguru Radio English, via RRI, has changed name now to Kanguru Indonesia, although presumably it's still teaching English from the Australian standpoint, Wednesdays and Fridays at 08 to 0820 on 9680. The Voice of Indonesia External Service remains on 11784.83 variable, providing very poor reception, if any, in North America. Ron Howard notes that in addition to the English hour at 1300 when it collides with several other stations, he also heard them after the Malay hour, opening English again at 1500 UT, September 17th, but then they turned off the transmitter after 2 minutes. This is World of Radio 1427. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks for autumnal equinoctial financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. David Rickwish of the Radio Heritage Foundation has been producing some special anniversary broadcasts about Radio New Zealand International, which is just turning 60. They've been on the regular mailbag segments at the beginning of September and in the middle, appear every 2 weeks. Only two programs at a time are available on demand via the website, so if you haven't heard both of them, I suggest you hurry to do so, because there will be a third one starting September 29th, and this is really the big anniversary special since it's longer than the usual show. It has to be split into two parts, but broadcast in one 40-minute part at special times. Unfortunately, New Zealand is just going on summertime, the last weekend in September, causing confusion about the scheduling. However, I'm fairly sure that the following is correct. UT Sunday, September 28th at 12:05 on 9655 and at 1710 on 7145. Furthermore, RNZI has produced a special souvenir QSL card available for hard copy reception reports starting September 27th, available for 1 year or until stocks are exhausted. Return postage of $2 is required. Details at www.rnzi.com. David Rickwish also sends news of September 23rd that VTBC in Port Vila Vanuatu is using a low-power modified amateur radio transmitter broadcasting weak signals on 7260. Reception has been monitored of Pacific-style music. The new 10-kilowatt shortwave transmitters are still en route to Vanuatu. Delivery has been delayed. 7260 is one of several registered for the new service. The current broadcasts appear to be a prelude to the full service as soon as the new transmitters are installed. Registrations, I find, for 7260 show the hours are from 2000 until 07 UT, but in the past that has been reported on the air later or much later if a lower night frequency is not available. However, I warn you to watch out for Algeria via the UK, which is also on 7260 until 0600. Steve Lehrer in Michigan heard something there at 0810, maybe Vanuatu, but Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says it's blocked there by Mongolia on the same frequency. He also passes on news from Hiroshi in Japan that the Palau transmitter has been heard on 9945 at various times between 1430 and 1530 UT, carrying IDs of KWHR in Hawaii, Sound of Hope in Chinese, DXing with Cumbre, or Merlin Test Music. As we reported before, this transmitter is being purchased by World Harvest Radio. And he encloses a clip showing they've even produced a new ID with a new call sign, which is T8WH, T8 being the prefix for Palau, and WH standing for World Harvest. It'll be interesting to see if this station continues to maintain a dual identity for U.S. purposes as KHBN. Or will that call sign change too? DX Mix News in Bulgaria provides this schedule for all World Harvest radio transmissions, including the ones which they denote HBN, mixed in with KWHR. So we're not sure if they're complete or totally correct, but here's what it says. Monday to Friday at 15 to 18 on 9905 with Radio Free Asia in Chinese. Monday to Friday at 18 to 19 on 9955 with other programming. And then back to Radio Free Asia Chinese on 9905 weekdays at 19 to 22. And furthermore, another transmitter apparently, from 14 to 15 Monday to Friday on 9955 at 15 to 22 Monday to Friday on 9930. Several VOA language services are scheduled for cancellation, at least on shortwave, at the end of September, notably Hindi. Although there has been a campaign to prevent the cancellation, DX Mixed News in Bulgaria points out that the final Hindi broadcast will be September 30th at 16 to 17 UT on 7430 via Thailand and 9320 via Philippines. Dan Lewis tells us that his next program on WBCQ 7415 will be Sunday evening, September 28th, or UT Monday the 29th at 0100 for 2 hours. The first hour, memories of Isaac Blunder, influential inventor and seeker of the Loch Ness Monster, and Tom Nitel, prolific author, Ouija board DXer, and the Don Rickles of the DX community. In the second hour, Dan interviews Ben Cobb, promoter of the idea of using 26 megahertz and DRM for domestic broadcasting. Walt Salmaniev in British Columbia says, I've been noticing WRNO off frequency and a lot weaker than before the hurricane. They've been on 7505.1. The carrier is pretty strong, but modulation is way down. Heard with an ID at 0125. I wonder what's up down there. Brock Whaley sends an item from allaccess.com. That Red Zebra Broadcasting has revamped its two politically oriented talk stations in Washington, D.C. by rebranding them McCain 570 WTNT and Obama 1260 WWRC. And yes, lining up the talk shows along their political orientation. An inside joke from Brock Whaley, my opponent has deeper nulls. Yimber Gaviria in Colombia forwards a story from Alianza Tex about that 1610 station near Mexico City, Radio Chapingo, La Radiodifusora Universitaria. According to this story, the station in Texcoco is now in the air 24 hours. However, during the 12 hours starting at 9 p.m. local time, it's nothing but continuous music, while the regular programming runs from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This should be helpful for DX listeners at a distance, because previously they had been off the air at night, just after sunset, and not yet on the air at sunrise. Every day, something goes wrong with Radio Havana Cuba broadcasts, which I log and keep track of in DX Listening Digest. The worst, perhaps, being two programs at once in English and Spanish late in the evening, 0600 or so, on 6140 and 6000 kilohertz. An earlier evening, it was English and Portuguese rather than English and Spanish, even though the two Latin languages are not scheduled at all at that hour on any frequency from Radio Havana Cuba. RHC finally updated its online transmission schedule, but as usual, it has a number of mistakes in it, which I've confirmed by actual monitoring. Maybe they should do that too. 11680 is shown on the air at midnight UT, but we've already heard it, as well as 9600 an hour earlier from at least 2300. The Mesa Redonda special program in Spanish is shown as starting at 23 UT. It too can start a half hour or a full hour earlier than that on 9820 and 6000. It shows Alo Presidente, the Venezuelan program, Sundays at 1400 on 11690, but it's still on the usual 11670, fortunately for HCJB. The schedule also shows a new frequency for English to the Caribbean at 2030, 13680, as well as French at 2200. However, neither of these is to be heard. It also removed 9550 from the English broadcast at 0500, but that is still on the air when propagating. Oh yes, another frequency still on the schedule in Spanish, but not heard, 11800 between 21 and 23. Ben Dawson tells us that Radio Marti has completed installation of a new 100 kilowatt solid-state high-performance transmitter at Marathon, Florida, which was subject of procurement a year or so ago. That's 1180 kilohertz. So their modulation levels may be even denser and hotter than the old Semco 317s. Hector Frias in Chile forwards news from an unidentified colleague of his that Radio Panamericana in Bolivia has shown up on a new frequency, 5970. It had been on 6105 for many years, although inactive recently, I think. It's being heard loud and clear until about 13 UT. However, up here, we're hearing instead the usual Costa Rican relay of Spain, which is on the same frequency between 11 and 14. You can confirm that by paralleling it to 5930 between 11 and 13. Meanwhile, we wonder what's happened to Radio Nacional Huanuni, another Bolivian, which had been on 5968 variable, although it may have been inactive for a while, the nearby frequency now occupied by Radio Panamericana. Further monitoring of last week's sensation, the new Radio Calsachun Coca in Bolivia, on 6075. Steve Lehrer in Michigan says, I heard it on Friday morning until fade out at 10:30, but checked on Saturday and Sunday until 10:30 and there was nothing. Then on Monday, September 22nd, heard it tune in 09:30, so perhaps they were off on the weekends or have a later sign-on time. Chuck Boland in Florida agrees he did not hear them on the weekend either. And then Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil was hearing them as early as 08:50 on September 24th. In Radio Escutas, Adalberto Marques de Azevedo forwards a story from Estadão Online about another Bolivian, that Radio Frontera 4450 variable from Covija is off the air. In fact, the transmissions have apparently been suspended for political reasons, although I don't recall it being reported for quite some time. And that new Brazilian on 9820, Rádio 9 de Julho, has been very difficult to DX for sure in North America. But in Atividade de Xix, Celiro Mais in Brazil says reception is excellent in Goiás on 9820, according to Jairo Gomes Barbosa. The frequency, of course, is blocked between 22 and midnight UT, more or less, by Radio Havana, Cuba. However, that seems to be off the air, usually on weekends. And Radio Portugal, in Portuguese, but not with a Brazilian accent, is also on 9820, between 19 and 23 UT, but again, that is not always the case, as it seems to be mainly for sports specials. Perhaps it's best to try for it after Cuba closes and before VOA opens at 0130. Don Jensen in Wisconsin is trying to get a definite ID in the NASPA group. He was hearing it the best so far, September 21st at 23:57. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina reports that Radio Baluarte has apparently reactivated in Puerto Iguazu, Argentina, on 6214.62, heard September 20th at 10:12 to 10:30, mixing Spanish and Portuguese, as they usually do, as they also have an audience in Brazil. Just in from Voice of America, they will be carrying the presidential debates live, starting with the first one Friday evening, September 26th, or rather early UT Saturday. The official start time, I think, is 0100. Is there any detail about shortwave frequencies from VOA? Of course not. But perhaps they'll add some special ones, as they did during the Democratic and Republican conventions, via sites in Africa, which we can pick up, such as 6080, 9885, or 12080, or even 15580. The propagation outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center of NOAA in Boulder issued September 23rd. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 30 and 5, watch out for that, October 1st, and 15 and 4 on October 12th. A sunspot has been sighted, and solar flux is predicted to start fluctuating, dropping from 70 on September 26th to 67 until October 9th and back up to 70 starting October 11th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1427.